All right, we have connected with Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, graduate Benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year. Let's get on the field, at least, for the Browns conversation to start. Morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Will.
On the field, we start with what you posted. First of all, defense. Yeah, Greg Williams looks like he's made a difference.
He has, and of course, the talent they brought in is they've given Williams some nice toys to play with, whether it's Myles Garrett or Peppers or, you know, even a guy like McCourty, who they signed, a veteran free agent. I mean, that was the one touchdown they scored, basically, the defense set it up. They took the ball right out of the receiver's hands for the Giants, put the ball on the 30-yard line, and then eventually they got it in.
Yeah, very encouraging on that side of the ball, Terry. And as you mentioned, because it is some talent that we've not seen there that they have, and Garrett certainly looks like the real deal. To the other side of it, though.
One other thing, Mike, they are so fast now. That's the big difference that I notice. If you just see a lot of players around the ball. They always talk about flying to the ball and being aggressive. But if your team is slow, it doesn't matter. You can't get there in time. These guys have some real quickness.
Well, it's gonna get an early test with the Steelers coming to town, and even this week, I think it's the dress rehearsal game. Tampa's really looking for a big year with Jameis Winston and the way they've grown. So this will be a good test for the defense to see actually how good they are. And offensively, it sounds like Hughes kind of made up his mind, Terry, on the quarterback. What are your thoughts?
I guess he did. I'm be curious to see what he does. Maybe it is going to be Kaiser. He brought him in early and quick. But, you know, really, Kaiser's best plays were probably with his legs. You know, the play that set up their touchdown was a nice screen pass to Vital, the fullback. So, I don't know. I mean, I sat there watching this going, Osweiler showed me not much of anything. Kaiser, you know, he was fortunate in some regard. He had an interception that got waved off by a penalty. He had another sack that got waved off by a penalty. He made more plays than Osweiler did, but it wasn't like, boy, this just jumps off. I find it to be a tough decision which way you want to go, but maybe he's made up his mind, and sometimes you just got to pick one and go with it.
Snites, you thinking Osweiler?
I think you go with a veteran, and I say this only because I don't know how you could just put a rookie against Pittsburgh and Baltimore those first two games. Not that Osweiler has shown me anything. It's a bad situation, again, from the quarterback side of it. It is.
Wait, we're going to pick really a guy that showed us nothing.
I mean, it's okay, really,
right.
Yeah.
I got you. All right.
I mean, if you go back to it, the thing that hurt them is they really hoped Cody Kessler could be the guy that could go out and just kind of run the offense in a mechanical way and stay out of mistakes and all that stuff. But, you know, he failed early, and it sent them whirling ever since on what to do.
Yeah, I mean, he had trouble with a handoff, although I know he picked it up later, but that was against the third-teamers. And that's a problem. Now to the quarterback's behalf, though, he's going to get – Joe Thomas is going to play this week. There have been some offensive line penalties. Crowell didn't play last night.
How about Zeitler had two of them?
What's that? I'm sorry.
Zeitler had two holds.
Yeah, and he's our big free agent acquisitions. That Giants defensive front's pretty good. So, but I don't know. I just think you probably have to go with a veteran and give Kaiser, fairness to Kaiser, give him a little more time. Although there is upside with him, but I don't know that I'd throw him out there against Pittsburgh.
That's kind of my inclination from the beginning, and that's why I was sort of hoping that either Osweiler would play or I'd watch Kaiser, and I wouldn't see holding the ball too long. And by the way, there are two or three plays. It's like, do you want to like not even make it to the regular season by putting your shoulder down and taking out a linebacker? You know, Kaiser did. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Terry, everybody, as they said last night, Monday Night Football, the nation is watching what the Browns will do.
Yeah.
Well, before the game, of course, a lot of people talking about a record number of NFL players taking a knee, protest, some saying praying. This story's not going to go away, and it's affected this franchise now.
No, and it's going to be a bunch of other teams are going to do it. I mean, this is the one on national TV. You're going to see a bunch of others. And, you know, after the Charlottesville stuff and everything else, look, players are going to do what they're going to do. I mean, I will say this. I stand for the anthem and all that, but I much preferred how they did that than some of the junk earlier in the year that our last year we saw with the national anthem that I thought was totally disrespectful. So.
Yeah, it was off the line. They were kind of back behind.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of had to look. Are they actually?
You know, it was interesting, though, the Giants, I don't think anyone observed any of the Giants players doing anything like that.
So
now they got a quarterback, too. Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. Good follow and good take on last night's game. Terry, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, take care.